In the brave new world of biotechnology, Wisconsin has become a leader, from stem cell research to disease-resistant crops. And now, even in the midst of bad budget times, the state is keeping its commitment to something called the BioStar Initiative.
The state budget has been a serious hurdle, and no one associated with this project felt that it was a slam dunk until just recently, and we are very thankful.
That's Professor Glenn Chambliss, chair of the bacteriology department at UW-Madison. The State Building Commission this week approved a $100 million microbial sciences building, the second of four building projects that are part of the BioStar Initiative. Started a decade ago, the idea was to spend some $300 million on four biotech-related facilities at UW-Madison. They would use state funding along with private gifts and grants. Chambliss says the state's commitment to these facilities allows the academic support for a huge growth industry in Wisconsin. Already in Wisconsin, there are 200 biotech companies, like the one started by a UW-Madison bacteriology professor. He's discovered what makes some infections resistant to antibiotics. Professor Chambliss says that science is now being developed for use in medicine.
He's now found a way to treat diseases caused by these bacteria, whereas antibiotics would be ineffective.
This is how the UW's powerful research capabilities create spin-off biotech industry. Governor Doyle chairs the State Building Commission and put his definite stamp of approval on the new UW facility. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.